Welcome to Arlington Stadium in Arlington, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Texas Rangers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting second. The left fielder, Mickey Hatcher. Batting third. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fourth. The DH, Pat Putnam. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tim Teufel. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Mike Smithson. For the Texas Rangers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Mickey Rivers. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Ward. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth. The DH, Larry Parrish. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bob Jones. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tom Dunbar. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Alan Bannister. Batting eighth. The catcher, Donnie Scott. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Kurt Wilkerson. Pitching for the Texas Rangers, Danny Darwin. And now, play ball. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jones scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Puckett for the out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck takes first base on ball four. Hatcher moves to second. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam hits a fly ball into right field. Dunbar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a fly ball into left field. Rivers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Rangers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a pop-up towards first. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel strikes out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear takes first base on ball four. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Dunbar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunbar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smithson fires to first and picks off Dunbar. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Rangers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-1 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jones scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harbeck for the out. Hatcher moves to second. Two outs. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam is 0-for-1 in the game. Putnam hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hatcher scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-1 in the game. Brunansky hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Donnie Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bannister moves to second. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkerson bunts towards the mound. Smithson fields it and throws to first for the out. Bannister moves to third. Scott moves to second. One out. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivers strikes out. Two outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Rangers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Hostetler now playing first base. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Darwin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0-for-1 in the game. Teufel hits a fly ball into left field. Rivers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Spear hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0-for-1 in the game. Laudner hits a line drive into center field. Ward picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Ward. Spear moves to third. Laudner moves to second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-2 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Teufel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Hostetler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hostetler takes first base on ball four. Tom Dunbar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunbar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dunbar hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Rangers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilkerson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Putnam hits a fly ball into left field. Rivers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-2 in the game. Brunansky hits a line drive towards third. Bell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Donnie Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkerson is 0-for-0 in the game. Wilkerson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck juggles the ball. That's an error on Harbeck. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 0-for-2 in the game. Rivers hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wilkerson moves to second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Rangers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-2 in the game. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilkerson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0-for-2 in the game. Teufel hits a fly ball into center field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spear hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Laudner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Spear moves to third. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-3 in the game. Puckett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Hostetler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hostetler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hostetler strikes out. Two outs. Tom Dunbar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunbar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dunbar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Rangers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hatcher hits a pop-up towards short. Wilkerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Putnam strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Donnie Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkerson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilkerson bunts towards the mound. Smithson fields it and throws to first for the out. Scott moves to second. One out. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 0 for 3 in the game. Rivers hits a pop-up towards third. Gaetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Rangers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 3 in the game. Brunansky strikes out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 3 in the game. Gaetti hits a pop-up towards first. Hostetler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0 for 3 in the game. Teufel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 3 in the game. Parrish strikes out. Two outs. Dave Hostetler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hostetler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hostetler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Rangers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Spear hits a fly ball into right field. Dunbar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Laudner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-4 in the game. Puckett hits a fly ball into right field. Dunbar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Tom Dunbar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunbar is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Dunbar hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Wright pinch hits for Donnie Scott. George Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 1, and Texas Rangers, 0. Goodbye from Arlington Stadium in Arlington.